You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
That salvation can be lost, but salvation, if you're in Christ, listen to me, if you're in Christ, you can't lose your salvation. He said, if I have you in my hand, no one can pluck you out. That's what he said. The key is, are you in his hand? That's the question. Well, Bishop, I got baptized when I was 3 and you were hellion after that. You did that because your mama told you to do it. Did you really get into him? Did you really accept him in your heart?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Saved. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 20 and 21.
Salvation finds its deepest meaning in deliverance from oppression. It speaks to the spiritual realm as well, because some of us would say, I'm not oppressed physically, I have my own stuff. You can't oppress me. But in the spirit, you can be oppressed and think you're okay. I believe there's a universal need of man for salvation. This world needs it. You got a lot of people today still preaching the old gospel, holiness or hell. Really, it's Jesus or hell. Preach Jesus, not what you do. Let Jesus work with these people. Thank you, Lord. Let's get the gospel out. Not our gospel, but his gospel. The good news. Jesus saves. To the uttermost, he saves. From the gutter to the uttermost, he saves. He will pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. I can't save. Jesus saves. Salvation is one of the clearest teachings in the Bible, yet many of us jump past it, especially after that moment. After we get into the kingdom, we don't feel like we need to be saved any longer. And so we put on this self-sufficient attitude versus being dependent, totally dependent on the Lord for everything. God told me to tell you that when he says I'm saving you, he said I've adopted you. That's for those that feel like they have no family or pedigree. Let me decree it. You are adopted. And the orphan spirit still lingers. Thank you, Lord. For the adopted one, the orphan spirit still lingers. Why did they give me up? Why did she didn't love me? Why was I left alone? Why was I taken to the fire department and left on the step? How can my parent release me? How could they disown me? And the enemy constantly speaks to the orphan, the orphan spirit comes and whispers in the ear of the adopted because he wants to grasp you and hurt your heart continually. And another thing that comes with the orphan spirit is rejection. Glory to God. And rejection can burn you for life. Let me tell you something else that the Holy Ghost is saying. Yet rejection is the corridor that all believers must walk through if you're going to be a part of the spiritual house of the Lord. This is how he qualifies you. All of us that came to Jesus have been rejected by somebody. Somebody said, you're not worth it to be on my team, or I'll only use you for my pleasure. Thank you, Lord. And not invest in you to be the best that you can be in the world. But I again come against the enemies of adoption. That God has grafted you a wild olive shoot and submitted you and engrafted you into the nectar of the pure vine. Glory to God. You should not hold your head down. It's the greatest love possible in the earth when you're not even tied tied to a good pedigree, yet God selects you and brings you into his family, you ought to shout glory and thank you to God for saving you and adopting you and making you a part of the family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another word for salvation is at-one-ment or atonement. Atonement, at-one-ment. At-one-ment. That means you were separated, but he atoned for you and made you a part of himself. At-one-ment. Anybody ever heard of scapegoat? Scapegoat. Well, the term comes out of the Torah. Well, God was so angry with his people, he told Moses, Aaron, I want you to take a goat, grab it by the horns, and I want you to curse the goat. Curse it. Lay all the curses on it. Speak over the goat. Curse it. And then I want you to send the goat into the wilderness. And instead of hurting them, I will rain my wrath on the goat. That's where it came from. Let me help you. You're not a scapegoat. Thank you, God. You're not the scapegoat. And whatever happened to you and whatever they did to you, we're putting it under our feet this morning. He saved you. Actually, Jesus became the scapegoat, taking on the wrath of God, sent into the wilderness or drug across all the way up, glory to God, through the Via Dolorosa till he got to Golgotha, and there he was hung high and stretched wide, and he took upon our sins, glory to God, and he carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. I said our peace, the chastisement of our peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Say, I am healed. Glory to God. You know why? Because there's an at-one-ment in Christ. He became the scapegoat. Thank you, Lord. Here's an Old Testament term, and we used to sing it years ago or say it, you've been converted. Converted is another word for salvation. The modern term would be transformed. Thank you, Lord. When I used to go to church as a little boy, I used to hear him say, I was converted. New Testament is transformed. Be not conformed, but be transformed. That's philosophically. Your ideas, your spirit, your behaviors transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. Some of us need to understand that salvation demands you to go in a 360, not 360 or 180. Because if I turn 360, I'm going to be right back in the place that I started. And meet people, oh, I had a complete 360. That's why nothing is moving. What we're talking about being converted, that means the enemy used to see your back. But you're going to turn your back to the enemy. And now the enemy needs to see your face. We need to turn away from the things that we used to love. I've been converted. I've been transformed. And they need to see a whole new side of us. Same person, but transformed. If you saw the back of my head, my shoulders, my lower extremities, there is no mouth there. There is no eye. There is no structure. There is no ability to grab and to grasp. There's no ability to really run, not efficiently. Everything about me is in my face, in my front side. Everything from reproduction on. So why would we turn our back to God? and give everything about us to the enemy. Everything of substance. Your ability to see. Your ability to feel. Your ability to hold on. Your ability to change. Same person, but just converted. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. God says, I want a 180 out of you. If you've been running with the devil, you can't walk with God. So you stop running with the devil and run with Jesus. Change your partners, but you can still dance. You can change clubs, just be a part of the Jesus one. You can change spirits. Let go of Cavassier and Patron and get Holy Ghost. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. It's the way you see it. Oh, we can't do nothing in God. That's a lie. You can go to the movies. You can go to a theme park. You can hang out in the church bar. It's just called the altar. It's the church bar. It's called the altar. Climb up in your high chair. Sit there and let God serve you. Be not drunk with wine where there's excess, but be filled with the intoxicating spirit of God. It's just how you see it. Another word for salvation is forgiven. Say, I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
And this is what the enemy, the young lady on Wednesday night asked about it. I'm delivered, but how do you work with strength and deliverance? How Jesus, listen, Holy Ghost can work with it all. But you have to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. If you don't, the enemy will use the corridor or the crack in your life to constantly pump stuff into you, especially shame. And watch, the shameful will continue the same behavior. There is no salvation in shame. Salvation only comes when you're able to ask God to forgive you and you forgive yourself. Then you can do the 180. Another word for salvation is justified. Major terms. Always justify it by saying just as if I'd. Just as if I'd. Just as if I'd not ever sinned. That's what justification means. God says, I wipe your slate so clean, it's just as if you never did anything wrong. That's how powerful and efficacious the blood is. We don't preach that. We preach how powerful sin is, but we don't talk about how powerful Jesus is. Amen. I like Isaiah. Come now. This is chapter 1. Let us reason together. Let us reason. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be, when they come through my machine, my washer, they shall be white as snow. When they're red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Just as if I'd justified, not sinned. Another word for salvation is restored. Thank you, Lord. It means the leather is there, but it just got dry and needs oil in it. It needs to be rubbed in it or smeared or massaged into the leather. So many people think that salvation can be lost. That salvation can be lost, but salvation, if you're in Christ, listen to me, if you're in Christ, you can't lose your salvation. I said, if you're in him. He said, if I have you in my hand, no one can pluck you out. That's what he said. The key is, are you in his hand? That's the question. Well, Bishop, I got baptized when I was 3 and you were a hellion after that. You did that because your mama told you to do it. Did you really get into him? Did you really accept him in your heart? Not based on something someone else pronounced. Did you do it yourself? Because if you've ever done it holistically in your heart, you can never be snatched out of him. This is what we teach here at the church. You are eternally secured in Christ, not in your confession, in Christ. And I'm willing to talk to anybody if you need some understanding of that. We're eternally secured in Christ. Many of you feel like if you made a mistake, you have to come and get resaved. What you need to do is repent and come back to the God that you know. He never left you. You left him. So I'm biblical now. You want to give me some scripture? Give me scripture. Let's talk about it. Thank you, Lord. Instead of listening to shoulda, woulda, and coulda, listen to the word. Another word for salvation is reconciliation or reconciled. That means there was a broken fellowship and you were reconciled back. Another word for salvation is redeemed. No angel can declare that. No angel has ever been blood washed. They were created angels. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity and had to experience the power of redemption. The last one is regeneration. That is even by the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2. To you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That word quickened means to be made alive. And that is a direct work of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is at work even in salvation. Write it in your notes. He saved us. What did he save us from? Number one, he saved us from the world of sin or a world of sin. I also share with you that he saved us from God's wrath. But get this. The next one is he saved us from ourselves. He saved us from ourselves. Because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, we must die daily. Let me tell you, the devil can only do to you what you allow him to do. Okay? We give the devil way too much TV time. When I was coming up, there was a black man on television called Flip Wilson. And Flip always said when he did wrong, the devil made me do it. Now, I was a little kid. The devil made me do it. Yeah. Mama said, why did you take that cookie? The devil made me do it. The devil didn't do nothing. Well, Flip said, the devil made me do it. James said, the devil can only tempt. He is not omnipresent. We do more damage to ourselves than any devil in the world. That's why a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. It is what we decide to do that bring us the most shame. God can say, go and connect with that church. I don't want to. Well, that removal from what God is telling you to do opens you up for the next thing that's going to come 3 months from now that God is trying to stop you from jumping in. But because you didn't make the move now, you are shocked when it happened 3 months from now. But God was trying to shift it 3 months earlier. I've seen people come to me and they say, man, I'm going through this and that. And I say, were you here in September of the year? No, I wasn't. Well, you didn't hear the message that was preached? No, I didn't. Well, the message that was preached would have prepared you for this. You weren't even here. You've been gone for a year and you expect things to go right. How many of you cannot pay a house payment for a year and still claim it's your house? got a family, a wife and a family, and you don't pay no bills for a year. Nobody see you for a year. I'm not home emotionally. I'm gone. How can you claim owner status? How can you say I'm a member of a church and you don't go for a year? How can you say I'm going to get my degree and the college don't see you for a year? How can you say I'm a part of the military and the few, the proud, the Marines or the Navy or the Air Force or the Coast Guard and you're AWOL? How can you expect a retirement? Why would it be different with your Christianity? I want you to think about it. Your faith is more important than your retirement. And if all of these things are intact, where is your faith? Are you working on it? Are you building it? Are you applying yourself to it? If you've graduated from elementary school, middle school, high school, and have a college degree, you have all of the tools to build faith. People that have no degrees are building their faith. You are without excuse to not know who God is. If you get up and go to work to anybody's job, or you ever done it on a daily basis, you can be discipled. It's the same effort. Let God save you from self. The thing is, the enemy, the Bible says, what does it profit a man if he would gain the whole world and lose what? And many people are after this world's goods. But I was reading in the scripture, the Bible says, as soon as a man die, all of his plans vanish. As soon as he dies, not only does he die and he goes to the dust, but his plans vanish. His personal plans are gone. He will never be able to inherit them, fulfill them, or work them. Yet we spend our whole lives trying to get our plans right. But what does it profit to get all of your plans right and lose this, your soul? He saves us from ourselves. Another thing the Lord pronounced to me, he saves us from blood curses. Bloodline curses. So I want you to think about it, and I want you to speak to the bloodline, yours, and say, every curse in my bloodline is broken. Thank you, Lord. You're going to do it this week. Started today. I want you to speak to the bloodline that comes from you, and every curse in the bloodline is broken. He says that too. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, everybody underneath you. And the curse can stop with you. It can be broken through the blood of Jesus. He told me to pronounce that he saves us from depression. There's somebody in this room, you may not know it, but you're experiencing it. God is saving you today from depression. Open up your shades and let the sun come in. Get into the house of the Lord and start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a silly praise. You're too cute with your praise. You got a patty cake, baker's man praise. But God wants you to start praising him with complete abandonment. He wants you to raise your hands in the air and wave like you just don't care up at Truth Revealed and say, oh yeah, to God. He wants you to start praising him in the morning, in the noonday, and in the evening. He wants you to act like you're silly when you praise. Come on. And what do they call it? Undignified praise. Come on, say undignified praise. Depression can't stick with an undignified praise. Depression can't walk with somebody that has an undignified praise. Depression can't walk with you and rest with you and go with you if you got an undignified. You don't have a hell to put me in. You don't have a heaven to take me through. And I don't know why I'm concerned about what you think when I praise God. But I'm going to praise Him. No rock is going to cry out for me.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Saved, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2312-0308. That's reference number 2312-0308.
Get ready for the annual Family Christmas Extravaganza, the largest Christmas party on the Space Coast, on Saturday, December 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fred Poppy Regional Park in Palm Bay. Everything is F-R-E-E, free. Free bounce houses, horse rides, and live entertainment, and of course, free food. So leave your wallet at home and bring your family out to participate in this amazing outreach to our community. For more information, please visit FamilyChristmasExtravaganza.com. It is almost time. Yes, it's nearly time for the Ministry of Education Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Eve, Sunday, December the 24th at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2023 draws to an end, we extend a personal invitation to you, your friends, and your family to celebrate New Year's Eve with us on Sunday, December 31st. What better way to cross over into the year of divine order than by spending it praising and thanking God? Doors will open at 9 p.m. and the worship experience starts at 10, so come early to get your seat.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
For unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given.
Justice and love.